There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
There is no oven, no cooking. I will need the meat with rice and cook it in my hands.
That's my new ASMR that runs through my head.
And then, I will need the meat with rice and cook it in my hands.
So this is my question to you. When her sister, Sharobot, I'm going to call her Sharobot. Sharobot, when Sharobot said, so raw meat, and then Sarpra says, yes, raw meat.
It is raw.
Did you get turned on when he said raw?
No, mostly because I was still trying to process what I just heard. I was still trying to think about, I will need the meat with rice and cook it in my hands. And I meant to look at this. I meant to look up the Turkish, because I wrote
it
down.
Great. Glad we're going to do it now in the middle of the episode. While you're doing that. Y'all, this is Toe.
This is Toe. This is Toe.
90 Day Fiancé the other way.
It's Toe.
Season 5, episode 15, Family Manners. Day meat, raw meat goes by. Y'all, we are in the thick. So I thought some sissies would just tell us, but I'm assuming there has to be something like a something acidic or something of an ingredient is added that cooks the meat.
You can eat raw. You can, especially if it's beef, you can eat raw meat. It's like tartare. It's like steak tartare.
Oh, that's true.
Is fine. You can't eat raw chicken.
No.
You can eat raw fish. You cannot eat raw pork. So no. I assume, I don't know if you can eat raw. I assume you can eat raw lamb as well. But it is made, this is, chi kofte is made with raw meat. There are vegetarian versions made with bulgur. It looks like a tartare kind of thing. Okay. That's mixed, It says it's kneaded with chopped onions and water until it gets soft. And it looks like tartare. And you put some, it's just, lamb is considered a meat that's used as well. This is where I've had it at an Armenian food, an Armenian restaurant. I've seen it served, so it wasn't totally weird to me. But boy, old Space Face could not get over it.
Shirobot was malfunction.
Whatever she had done to her face makes her completely immune from showing any emotions.
Any emotion. Must only eat food from Erwan.
Not even that. No, this person is much more basic than that. We're going to talk about them in a little bit. But before that,
we have an announcement this episode too.
We do.
Aren't you doing a BB corner?
Oh, I'm doing a BB corner. Locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. Also, I saw on the Patreon comments, did a sissy come up with the phrase that we're using for November?
Yes. I
forgot what it was called.
I think.
Right now you're getting hand tossed.
You're
hand
you were tossed. In September, you got fully loaded.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew. I'm still playing with this. I'm gonna combine what a sissy said and then use this.
Well, I better like it.
I don't care if you do. It's what we can do until you do. You're gonna get and then in October you got hand toss. In November, we are hitting you in your horn of plenty.
Horn of plenty. Because she said a cornucopia.
Yes. And we are giving, you are going to get, I'm not sure about this, puffed and stuffed. I'm not sure about puffed. Someone also suggested stuffed and glazed.
That's more disgusting. I almost
would
rather go
rhyme,
puffed and
but
stuffed.
Wouldn't
it be more like a hornucopia for us? Because we're always horny.
Well, horn, that'd be combining too much.
That's too much.
Because we're saying horn of plenty and cornucopia.
We're getting there.
You know what? I shouldn't tinker on the podcast. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so we're working on that, y'all.
I'm working on it, okay?
Selling Sunset season 7 is coming up at the beginning of November. So we're very excited about that. Y'all, as of this airing of this show, the Love is Blind reunion has aired. Poodle, what was your favorite part of the reunion of Love is Blind?
When Milton's sister came out and slapped Lydia across the face.
Oh. Mine was when Vanessa Lachey actually demanded a blood sacrifice to get someone pregnant.
And held up an ultrasound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all, we haven't recorded. We haven't seen it yet. We're recording this early. So
it's not out until we're recording this on Sunday.
Yeah. It airs tonight, right?
Yes. It airs 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday.
So
if you're listening to this on Monday night, it already done aired.
It already done aired. Be sure to check all that out.
It Love done, is done aired.
I've done and done.
I once asked my mother, I heard someone use the phrase as a young little poodle. And I heard someone at a gas station scream to their wife or something, I done done that. I done done that. Kind of.
Did you ask your mother what it was about? Or did you know?
I couldn't understand. And then she's like, and I said, done, done. She's like, no, he's already done that. And she's like, that's what ignorant people say. Jaybird.
Wow. You talk like that.
I raised you boys to not talk like you're ignorant.
If I did one thing right as a mother, God, I don't know what else.
Before I must share this, okay. It was my birthday weekend, and
it was her birthday.
I sound like this because we saw Brandi Carlile last night at the Hollywood Bowl,
and you sang.
I sang my heart out.
I'm glad it wasn't me, because you would have pinched me in the middle of the show and said, "You need to save your voice. We're podcasting tomorrow." I just let you be free. I just let you be free.
I can't do that at a concert. I think you should be able to do anything you want.
You have scolded me at concerts and
that's
said
not
you,
true.
You, that is
I have,
that,
I
you
have
are gaslighting
you.
Me. Where are the balloons?
I have scolded you when at parties or at gatherings
no.
when you won't be quiet.
No.
And you scream at people.
No, we have been at a Sound of Music sing-along and I'm singing in my falsetto and we have to... It doesn't. You know what? It's still your birthday weekend. I'm just letting you have
but
it.
But I was singing in my full voice. I wasn't even going in. I did go into some falsetto and it was a really, and then Joni Mitchell came out at the end. They kind of spun the set around and she was there on a throne and I lost my fucking mind.
You did. You did. It was really, it was great.
And then she coughed into a napkin and then I went, someone support Joni.
It did feel like she was going to just keel out at any moment.
I was really worried.
It was very worried.
I was
worried.
Like, am I going to watch Joni Mitchell die on the stage of the Hollywood Bowl? Can't have that happen.
I would say go see Brandi Carlile because she's a motherfucking star. But this was the last show, so you missed it.
This was her last show. I would say if you get a chance to see Brandi Carlile live, it's really damn incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The vocals don't stop. She had Annie Lennox there.
Just her persona,
she had
too. She's got
Allison Russell, who I'm going to now look up.
Sista Strings. I fucking love them, even though that man behind us was talking during their performance.
I think it's Sista Strings or Sista String.
I feel like it was plural, but I'm not sure. Google it. I'm going to say this is a PSK. I don't know if any of our sissies, but I just want to let people know when you go to, even if it's outdoors, unless it is specified as background music, when you hear an orchestra playing instrumental music without words, don't talk. Listen to
loudly in your straight man voice. There's no louder voice than a straight man's voice.
There's not. Even at one point, didn't you say at one point, he said, are people shushing me?
Yes. People were shushing him.
If anybody you should be quiet for, it's those instrumental players. You know why? Because they've got more student loans than anyone and
and
make no money doing what they do hardly.
And they paid a lot of money to do it.
They paid a lot of money.
No, I was literally thinking, I'm like, I'm going to have to say something to him and everyone's going to get mad at me. And I think I might have an aggro fight. I knew you started to see it.
And I was nervous. I could feel the energy. And I was like, I'm worried that Poodle's going to have to say something to him and then have an aggro fight. And then I'm going to have to like get in between, which
is
what
really
usually happens.
Interesting. Sometimes I pick fights with straight men. I don't know why I do it.
It's only at concerts when they're misbehaving.
I will pick a fight. I love it. Part of me just wants to fight all the time.
Yeah, no shit. Hopefully, now that the week is ending, or I guess beginning, how's Zelda?
My mouth is always writing checks my ass can't cash.
Always. That is a definition of poods.
Zelda, I think, is going back into her flapper grave.
I hope.
Zelda has called Ernest Hemingway a faggot. And accused Scott of sleeping with him. She's thrown herself down a flight of stairs a couple of times.
The eclipse is helping.
She's bitch slapped to the bankhead. Wow. And she's passed out in a bathtub full of gin. So right. I think we're good for a while. I think she might go to the nervous hospital for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, poor thing. She has these phases and it's time for her to go into retirement. I can't keep up otherwise.
Now, did you have a Mother Poodle birthday update?
Yes. So my mother did not call me on my birthday.
What?
But
that's
here's
a pet
what I got.
Peeve to me. I don't like it when
I know,
parents
I know.
Text. Parents should call you on your birthday.
The next morning, though, I got, happy birthday, baby boy. I know it was yesterday, but I had my hands full with Dad. You know he had a hernia surgery Wednesday. He did. I wasn't sure exactly when it was. He's doing okay. He would do what the doctor said, but he's smarter than the doctor. Love you.
Love you.
But he's smarter than the doctor. That's my favorite.
So now she's made it where you can't have feelings of disappointment that your mother didn't call you on your birthday because
she's dealing with my father's aftermath of a hernia surgery. And they called me on yesterday afternoon. So I don't mind if it's the next day. I really don't. I didn't take any offense.
That's a reason. Yeah.
But no, I knew he was getting hernia. I knew he was having it like sometime. I thought it was, for some reason, I thought it was next week. But it was a simple, easy surgery. And, but of course, he can't like lift things. And she's like, he's been out here, you know, picking, I think he was picking muscadines for his new wine that he wants to make. And he's picking up things like that. And he's not supposed to lift over 10 pounds. He's like, but yeah, he's like, friend, I carried only like 5 pounds. So not to bother the hernia. It's like, I made a couple trips. So basically, wow. He's going to ruin his hernia operation. I'm mm-hmm. pretty convinced. He knows better than the doctor. Cool.
Wow.
That is the most mother poodle thing I've ever heard said. So all is right in the mother and father poodle house. My father's recovering from his hernia surgery.
Well, now, after your birthday, is that when your mother starts asking you about your Christmas plans?
Yeah, usually. I think she's going to ask me about Thanksgiving, too, what I'm going to do. Not going home. You're going to be traveling all over.
Yeah, I'll be in Italy. You should have, and I'm giving you allowance.
On your second vacation of the year.
I haven't had one in 4 years.
No, you had a vacation earlier. You just chose to get your...
I had surgery.
The fat sucked out of your neck. Yeah.
I'm about to do something nice for you, and I shouldn't tell you this, but you should totally throw me under the bus and say, well, Matt's going to Italy, and I have to hold down the fort and do all the work.
I am. I'm already planning on saying that.
I already knew you were planning on saying that.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Just another workhorse. I'm just the workhorse of this podcast.
Even though you texted me and said you might go on a trip during Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah. But it'll be that week of. Not the week after, like you're being gone. You're basically European now. You're like taking a month off.
We should. I keep telling you to take more off.
I agree, but
you don't like the fact of me doing a show with a sub. It drives you crazy.
That's not true.
It does.
With that. No, I'm fine with taking my normal allotted time, but I was raised to be Willy Loman and work. And as your father said, work first and play later.
Play later.
I still can't believe that's on his tombstone.
It is.
I guess he did play later. He worked his whole fucking life.
He really kind of didn't. As Aunt Peggy said, well, I guess he's playing in heaven.
Yeah, that's the thing. He didn't. Isn't that interesting? Like, he didn't ever play.
No. He literally worked and was the day before he like went down and couldn't walk. He was up in the rafters in 105 degree temperatures, plumbing a line in some metal building.
And he didn't need to really, he could have retired.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
But he needed to work. A lot of people don't feel that they're worth anything unless they, I'll never retire because I can't just... I can't sit with myself.
I know, but maybe my father's a lesson for you to enjoy a little bit of your life.
I am. I took a vacation.
Oh, that's true. You went to Colombia.
I did.
Colombia. Colombia.
Colombia. All right.
I might do Hawaii because it's not far and I can get a bunch of flight points.
Oh, that's good.
What we're talking about.
Just don't do the last time you went to Hawaii and you ended up fucking a guy who was named after a book he was reading.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen this time. Yeah.
Boy. Anything else? I don't think we have any more announcements. It's pretty light. Not that we've been doing announcements. We've just been talking.
We are going to be on Two Black Girls, One Rose this week for our Bachelor.
Well, recording. It's over. I think it should air this week. We got to get with them. I'm confused on the time. Also, we We're going to be doing, we're doing that. And then, oh shit, it just popped out of my mind. Sorry, y'all. I'm still letting coffee kick in from Brandi Carlile.
Ooh.
I'll remember it later.
She sang the shit out of those songs. Y'all.
She did.
So you see some people live and they're like, she sounded better live. And that's almost impossible.
Go see
Brandi. If she's up, she'll go on tour again.
It was the same thing for me with Beyonce. She sounded better live than on the record. Like when you see Celine. Remember when you heard Celine sing live for the first time?
Yeah. And now she may never sing again.
Oh, God. Life isn't fair, y'all. Enjoy it now. You're just going to die from some terrible disease.
Such a fatalistic show.
So let's not start with Shekinah and Sarper on that note.
Yeah.
Maybe let's get something happy like Armando and Kenny. Let's go to our boys.
I was going to say, let's do something happy like Brandan and Mary.
Fuck.
Or the walking Cymbalta ad that is Brandan and Mary. Jesus. If you're watching Brandan and Mary, try Wellbutrin.
Try Electroshock.
Holy God. Kenny and Armando, we are back in La Mission.
We are.
And we're telling Hannah about the ideas for surrogacy. We're not only telling her about surrogacy, we're also telling her she's moving and leaving all her friends and family.
It was a lot.
And going to a new city with new schools and a new... This felt like this could have been done in two different conversations. But as a gay man who doesn't have children... I probably should not critique their parenting styles.
Probably not. No, it felt like a lot, but they're smart because Kenny said, well, and at your new school, we'll be able to walk there and pick you up with the dogs. And that's all she needed to hear.
I liked it. She's like, Mika and Toffee too. And as long as the dogs are there, it's fine.
Sounded very Wizard of Oz when he went, Mika and Toffee too.
I think it's Toffee, I think.
Oh, Toffee.
Yeah. Toto too? Toto too.
Toto too.
And then she's like, is it going to be but a brother and sister? And she went, but not a baby, right? I don't want a baby.
Y'all, this is where Shade, I'm going to call her Shanna, comes in. Shady Hannah comes in. She's like, I don't want no baby. I don't want to be changing diapers. She's like, I want someone.
I don't know nothing about changing no diapers.
Hannah wants someone that she can boss around and do makeup and hair with. Boy or girl, she don't give a shit.
She just wants, she wants like a doll. She wants a doll
wants
who's maybe slightly younger than her. And then she said, can we share the same room? I'm like, that's not going to last long.
That's not going to last.
You're not going to want to share that baby's room.
No, when that baby's crying at 3 a.m. I mean, best birth control you'll ever have. But she, we do find out it actually, they say, are you worried your dad's not going to love you? And she, as much, and if you have a baby. And she said, yes. And so Armando reminds her, you're my numero uno, my number one.
Boy, if I would have been my brother and I were born 18 months apart, so it wasn't a big deal, but I wasn't aware that he was coming. I probably would have tried to cast some spell if I knew. Definitely, my mother would have told little poodle that you're getting a new baby brother. I would go, can we discuss this, or can this be negotiated?
Yes, this is another book of Little Poodle. Poodle gets a little brother or little sister.
Ooh, there's going to be a lot of issues that you have. I can tell you right now, Little Poodle would act the fuck out.
Woo! I feel like everybody always talks about how their older sibling gets so excited when a family's having a younger baby.
No one,
I don't think, ever talks about when their older sibling is just completely irate.
If I would have been Hannah's age, I would have been happy. Can you imagine the drama that's going to be involved? And also, who's going to now watch the plays that I need to put on? And performances, because everyone's going to be worried about the baby. The baby, the baby, the baby. How am I going to get the attention I desperately crave?
I'm telling you.
And it'll never be enough for me.
This little poodle book series, I'm telling you, it is, it's going to win.
Come at me, illustrators.
I think we already have had illustrators come after you. What is it going to win? It's going to win. What is it called? Yes, it's going to win. I remember the scene. It's going to win the John Newbery Medal. That's it. That's what it's called. Remember that on Books? And they had the little gold medal. It's going to, I don't
the
know.
The Newbery Award. Or the Caldecott.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be winning any Caldecotts because little poodles not little poodle books are going to be cautionary tales.
maybe it'll at least be one of the books for the Pizza Hut book club.
That'll be good if I can eat. If I can get so many books that I get a pizza.
Not you. You wouldn't get pizza. You wrote the book, so the kids would get pizza for reading your book.
Oh yeah, I guess that's good.
Is that why you love pizza much? You equate it with learning?
It goes deeper than that. I think it was that we would get pizza when we would do sports. And that was the reward for not being able to do sports.
You got cake, though, for your birthday, didn't you? You did, right?
I did have cake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite.
You know what? I haven't eaten a whole piece. I've only eaten a sliver because... it was so late when I got to it, I didn't want to stay up all night because I'm in my 40s. We should probably keep going. This show's going to be really long.
Sorry, we talked. Okay.
Let's just kind of Sarper.
Do it. Let's just talk about it.
The shit he says does sound like he's from the He-Man Woman Haters Club. There is a weird authenticity to him that I respect the fuck out of because she has none of it.
There is more of an authenticity of him. What I'm wondering for Sarper, I get why she's with him. I think she's with him to be on television.
Yeah.
Why is he with her? Is it just to be on television?
No.
Or does he actually have feelings for her?
I think he thinks he has feelings for her.
That's it.
He thinks he does.
But it's
to protect her. And it's a completely, y'all, the toxicity here is off the charts. He doesn't know how to actually be someone who he's trying to create his dream girl, but that actually means building her.
This is like Andre in our classless right now, the season 4 of classless, where we're about to watch the episode where he says, "Don't terrorize me with your pregnancy." It's like that type of just masculine, just bleh.
Yeah.
So yes, they could be two things.
It's the first time I'm meeting someone from your blood.
Again, an ASMR thing.
It's the first meeting someone from your blood.
I think we're finding that we think that he's fluent because he seems, but I still, either English is still newer for him or he is translating a lot in his head as he speaks.
The malapropisms with language are constant and he is translating. And the thing is, when he says something, he's always kind of looking like, is that right?
Yeah, he does kind of stare at her like, am I messing up?
There's this kind of, I do feel sorry for him a little bit because he's just like when he said to her, it's like, you're over there like a slut on your phone. And he went, why'd you call me a slut? He went, bitch. He's like, is that the word? Is that the better word? When a woman is doing something you don't want, you call her slut, right? Oh no, slut is something else. Oh, it's bitch. Oh, that's better. Bitch is better.
This is 90 Day classic going down in the annals of 90 Day.
Yeah.
History.
Bitch.
There are going to be memes and memes and memes. Before that, though, like she says, so my sister just likes to see me loved up. So give me some love.
And he's like, yes, I love you. That's why I want to fix your hair. And I wear you every day.
I want you
to be the most beautiful girl in the world.
And then I imagined Sarper singing that Prince song.
Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world?
Eat my meat.
Anyway,
from your blood.
It was in my head, so I had to put it in yours. But she's like, yeah, don't do that. He's like, but you like it. And here's something that is important that Shekinah is not letting her family in. She says, whether she does or not, she says to him, yeah, I do like it. I like it when you do that. So y'all, so yes, he can be an asshole about this. She is also agreeing to it and
she's into it.
And into it. And she's like, yeah, but just don't talk about that. And you see him giving that sharper look of that robot look of not computing. Are they all robots? Are the three of them actual robots? And we're just watching AI robots for the first time.
We've actually stopped casting humans. And well, whatever it is, it's working.
Whatever it is, that AI works. I guess SAG should be upset.
And at one point, he's like, don't say you want to change me. She'll take it the wrong way. Yeah, she will. But the way he is thinking is, I'm going to make you better. Again, y'all, I'm not saying what he's saying is right, but I do believe his intentions are good. It's a weird part. I can't stand her, though. I can't stand her. But he says,
I am an idiot sometimes. I know that.
Sarper's Achilles heel, or kind of what I think his fear is, that he will be seen as stupid.
I agree. I wouldn't know.
Coming up.
I honestly just don't know that much about Turkish culture except from Mersel. But I wonder if...
Boy, that's a ringer.
Turkish sissies or sissies with Turkish family members know how typical is Sarper for a Turkish male.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I think I slept with a Turkish guy one time and I wasn't impressed.
You didn't get Dick Rivera turkey then.
I don't. Yeah, I didn't.
No, you would know. I love that he goes and picks up the sister and he barely buttons his shirt.
I know. It is like so open. It's ridiculous.
It's just like he's basically shirt. So they pick her up.
Every woman want to fuck me.
Fuck me. And Sharobot, her sister. It's like, it's really pretty here. And so they get to the house. And
she's like, I didn't think it'd be like this.
And she's like, I don't want to make an assumption of how the night goes. We'll see. And so then we see Sarper, and that's when he's like, he has the meat and the rice.
And I need it with my hand.
I will cook it. I will need meat with the rice and cook it in my hand.
What is that song?
First you take the right and then you need it. You need it. Then you take the meat and then you beat it. You beat it.
There's like a children's song that's like,
I have no first idea what you're talking about.
I don't remember that. That's what I just thought. So Sarva's like, I want to show, which is really sweet. This is like turkey and dressing for a lot of Americans or like Italians make lasagna.
He said,
or
this is my grandfather's dish.
This is a special thing.
He made it
thing.
For us. Yeah.
And
they're being so horrible about it. They're just kind of like staring. And then she's like, what are all those liquor bottles?
This actually makes sense to me because think about it. Sarper is emotionally 22 years old.
16.
Well, the reason I say 22, because remember when all of your friends, some of your older friends, are the ones that could drink first,
you would go to their
apartments in Paces Crossing or wherever you were in Denton, or you were in Baton Rouge then.
Liquor bottles.
And they would keep the liquor bottles. It's almost like a thing of look what, of course he's going to do that as a fuckboy who thinks they're in their 20s. Of course he's going to do that.
There was this weird concept that they said, he's like, and then the sister, Sharobot, said, do you have certain memories that are associated with like certain people, like ladies and blah, blah, blah.
I mean,
and then
bitch is fishing.
And then when she kind of like, yeah, it's weird. Throw them away.
It's not weird.
And, like, some people keep like liquor bottles that are like decorative. I wouldn't have it in my house now, but like maybe don't. I can't imagine.
I have a friend who kept her grandmother. She never drinks them, but to this day, they're like six or seven of her grandmother's like old liquor bottle that she has. And
yeah,
I
don't think
she's
that
actually
women,
sober.
That
matter.
The women he was with were memorable for him. So, and the weirdest thing he keeps saying, he's like,
"But I am faithful to you. That is how I show respect to you,
because." I've said this before. Y'all, this man has never given a shit about another woman before. And for some reason, this is the one it does. And he's like,
that is what is making me do things differently in my life.
Sorry, I keep imagining just Sarper singing things. You know what? I thought about this, y'all, because I'm still in Santa Barbara living my, oh my God. Sorry, it's going to be a long show.
No.
I was walking down State Street in Santa Monica Boulevard, and in Santa Barbara on State Street, which is the main boulevard. And I was walking in all these shops.
With a floppy hat and a...
I did have my floppy hat on because of the sun. And I just bought some shorts, some new kind of like linen shorts, and I wore them out of the store. I was very living... I walked in a store and I went, oh, that's kind of a cute pillow. It's got like a little California. Maybe that'd look cute. And so I'm going to the store and I'm looking at all these little knickknacks, like some jewelry and some matches. And then I look up in a corner and there's just two sections. And I was holding like three or four things that I was going to buy in the store. And there was one section that was just all about pickleball and pickleball sayings, which we're going to talk about that on The Golden Bachelor this week. Y'all get ready, which we're loving covering. Third episode was really good. So listen, it's really good. But then right beside it was just a whole section of, I'm scared to say this, of beach inspired decorations with a lot of sayings. And there was a bag that said beach, please. And I realized my mother would love all of that. My stomach dropped and I put everything down in the store. And then I immediately went across the street to the sex store to look at gay porn.
Moment of clarity. You're going to like...
And I had a Chardonnay that afternoon and it was delicious.
I think you...
God.
Yeah, you might as well just move there and sew up every opening. Yep, it's over. It's a good run.
So I was thinking about, though, when I was driving, doing the drive up, I don't know why I'm thinking of Sarper. I think if you think about it, and we're going to find out more, let's see if this holds up, but the liquor bottles, the headboard, I don't think Sarper has been with over 2,500.
I doubt it. No, I doubt it.
I think this guy has got huge imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Huge.
It's a good point. Yeah. I think 2,500 was a number he probably threw out. I think he thought she would be impressed by that.
I think so too.
Part of her. And of course she was disgusted by it.
But you can't impress Sarper. If he said he's only been with two people, she would have been like, well, I hope he knows what he's doing.
I think his body count is high for his group. I don't think it's 2,500. Yeah. But at one point, the sister, y'all, comes in hot. And they're bringing up the social media post. He's like, I made a story.
And Shekinah is wanting her sister to do all of this, y'all.
Oh, it's so gross.
At the end where she says, I kind of think that was a little hard on her. But, you know, I didn't want to say anything. Bullshit. You told Sherobot to do all. You programmed her to do all of it.
And at one point, and then he's like, but she's like texting and she's like acting like a slut. And she's like, what do you mean slut? I'm like, no one's ever called me in my life a bitch or a slut. Lies.
Lie. Lie. Because this is a sad fact, but especially a woman who looks like her. But y'all, sadly, you cannot be a woman in America and not have been called a bitch or a slut. That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
That is the fucking reality.
That is a lie. I
100% a lie.
I've often been called bitch or slut myself. Mostly I've asked for it to be called that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But as I said before, I think bitches, for me, being called a bitch is kind of a badge of honor. So I'm happy to be a bitch.
Well, we use it as an affectionate term. But
I understand it. I understand why a woman would not want to be called that or a slut.
But, and he's like, you know, when you are like, when you go away.
So then he explains what he's talking about.
But he can't explain it very well. But and so what he's saying,
what
translate.
He's calling her a bitch for is when she goes away, when she doesn't respond to his texts.
When she blocks him and ghosts him.
She ghosts him.
Okay.
And that's what he's saying by, I don't like it when you do that. He's trying to express his emotions and how he feels. And the sister's like, but like, is it okay? Like, you think that it's okay to be like talked to that way? And she just only talks to her, the sister. And she's like, and then they just like, nah, 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 nah. And he's like, I am faithful to you. That is how I respect you.
He does act like it's weird. He does kind of, because also y'all don't forget, don't get it twisted. Sarper is, I mean, someone with plastic for hair is very self-involved.
Yeah.
He does not do a lot of nice things for Shekinah. I don't think he thinks of her. So Shekinah has some validity in some of the things she's saying, which is why they're so terrible. But he does think just the fact that I'm not sleeping with all these millions of women that... So it's weird. He has imposter syndrome, but it's like you said earlier. He thinks he loves her. He thinks that all these women want to fuck that. And I don't know if that's the reality either.
I also had a thought, and I know this is, we've talked about this in a lot of other countries, especially in South America and Latin America, where it's so common to be married and have affairs. And I wonder if in Turkey, it's just so common to be unfaithful and your wife not know anything about it, or the wife look the other way. And he's actually saying, I'm going to be faithful to you. And I'm just trying to see it from his perspective because he has this weird honesty.
Yes. Now, this is where it got really gross, where Sherobot starts asking for the phone.
Can I go to your DMs?
This is none of her fucking business, and she has no right to do this.
And she admits later on that she didn't actually think he would let her do it, but the idea that he was so worried about her seeing something made it think that she was justified.
And Shekinah said that. Yeah, it was his defensiveness that was so. No.
And Sherobot basically says, she's like, I need to go to DMs. I think you're being very controlling of her. And I wrote down, is asking to look through your DMs, how is that not controlling? In what world is that not controlling behavior?
Exactly. Exactly.
And anyway, she's like, it's because you got something to hide. And he said,
I would rather die before I show my DMs.
And she's like, that is like your underwear, your panties.
Your panties, you don't show.
And she's like, I think I'm going to go back to my hotel. I need to leave. And then she's
and
like...
Y'all, and he, imagine, almost like he just... It almost feels like there could be like some type of like Hans Zimmer or something underscore. He just keeps pounding harder
pounding
and harder. Meat. Like as he keeps looking down and just as almost... And the metaphor is Sarper the meat just being beat down and pounded and pounded.
And then he says, and it's just, this is when he says, I'm talking too much. He says,
you're speaking too much. You are cute, but you are speaking too much.
He has absolutely no filter.
This is what I need.
And
I need them to get married. I need them to get married and for him to come over here, them to be together for just a terrible, sorry, Shekinah, I'm completely waylaying your happiness. Him to come over here, and then I need Sarper to be on the single life.
Oh.
And then I need Sarper and Natalie to go on a date.
Oh, my God. That's a dream.
Oh!
Someone in our, it was either on Instagram or in our Patreon saying, Sarper is like the final cologne boss you have to get past in the kiosks. Like, he's the final one. He's at the Grove trying to sell you, bro.
Want to look at this phone, bro. Bro, you want some cologne, bro?
I will say this. You know that Sherobot is being an asshole when Kimberly looks better in this episode than you do.
Boy, I don't know how long we're going to drag this wedding out. It feels like this has been going on for 4 episodes.
I get it. Y'all, TJ and Kimberly and TJ, she's a little anxious. There's not really that much here. The whole thing is she's anxious, but rightly so, because all this shit is going on. And she, instead of, I can't read this, she can't understand this.
Right.
And they're doing all this ceremony. And I agree. I don't like to. I agree that she does seem to care for TJ, love TJ. And she is, y'all remember, she's a tarot bitch like me. But she pretends to be spiritual, or if she is, I would want this to be meaningful too. And I would not like it that people were just throwing things at me and I'm going through the motions and not having any idea what's going on.
You know what I wrote down? I was like, two things are hitting me here. Why didn't we pay for an interpreter to be beside her the whole time?
So was there one? Because Dad asked for later, and then he said he went away.
That's when I started to realize, I think this is ginned up more than
I thought that this episode too.
Yeah. And the other thing I said is, why, for someone who likes and is kind of like who liked Indian culture and you've been there, why not a simple Google about an Indian celebration so you would know what you were going to be experiencing before it was going to happen?
That's a good question.
My mind is boggled.
Is Indian sissies come at us? Are weddings, you know, like in America, even in different religions, for the most part, in a more, I want to say, religions in America, like Protestant, Christianity, weddings are all kind of the same traditions. Yeah. In India, is it as a country? Like, can you Google that? Or is it specific to regions? I don't know.
I think if you looked up Hindu wedding and this region, you would get an idea. A lot of them have at least the same tent.
I would think so, too.
And like even Indian matchmaking and things like I've seen like
also she lived there for a year.
Yeah. Like I've seen the turmeric ceremony. I've seen some of these happy. I've seen the henna ceremonies.
I've seen the henna ceremonies too. Yeah.
It's like I think she's more aware, and I think she's just, I don't know. I feel like she's getting a horrible edit because
Are you about to say Kimberly's a good person?
No, she's not a good person. What I'm saying is, I don't think they have a lot to say. They're doing the same storyline.
Unless Kimberly shits her pants, there's not a lot of excitement.
But I think they're talking about the translator, and they say the translator, he went away. And what she says is, I'm a spiritual person and I need to know what I'm doing. And I said, then you should have done your research if you're so fucking spiritual.
No, that's true. That's true.
This is so dumb.
But that is her kind of, that is her modus operandi, is to hands up.
Yeah.
Hands up and like, I don't know what's happening. And again, y'all, she lived there for a year, and we're planning on, she had plenty of time to dissect what was going to happen in this wedding.
I fully lost. Yeah. Okay. No one's telling you what's going on. Fine. Have some fucking agency. Already, you already know, you don't speak Hindi.
No.
So if you don't speak Hindi, you need to prepare yourself the fuck out of what's going to happen. Now, TJ doesn't seem like, he did say, the translator's not telling me what's going on. He's like, well, honestly, a lot of this stuff is hard to put into English. Fine. I would ask so many fucking questions of my husband so that I would know what was going on. Y'all, I'm like Kim. I don't like know what's going on either.
Well,
I don't like surprises.
Poodle doesn't, but also a couple of times Poodle is shown up to one of his weddings and not fully knowing what's going on. And that's usually when someone's children shows up and
the adult children, the worst.
That DNR does not get signed.
Mm.
So learn from Poodle's
the adult
mistake.
Children and their lawyers. Ugh. That's on Poodle's enemy card. Adult children with lawyers.
With lawyers.
The worst.
That's all I have. Do you want to talk about Brandary?
Yeah. Or do you have anything else? I just want to say, I think this is where I hit a wall with this, and I went, you know,
what's left? I wrote, what's left?
You're a dark cloud. You're expecting everything to be given to you. You're upset when it's not. Nothing can be good enough. A simple Google would have told you most of this. And you're playing on the stereotype that all Americans are clueless for these weird primitive cultures. And I say primitive in quotes, obviously. But it feels like you're just like, someone needs to tell me everything. And blah, 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 blah. No, we have brains.
We have agency. Y'all, we saw how little she prepared. Jen was way more prepared to go to India than Kimberly.
It's stupid. I'm done with her. I like TJ. I'm done with the storyline. I don't think they have problems. That's why I am.
TJ a lot.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Brandan and Mary.
You know what? Actually, we got to do this. We haven't done this yet. And you know what? I don't know if you've listened. And we're too long this episode. But on B90er, I want you to hear Kara's new song. And I wanted to get your opinions. You know, Kara.
Oh, yeah.
Kara. So we'll do that. Also, this is what I was going to say earlier. I want to remind y'all, we have read the information. Mary : Sissy Detective has come for us. And on our classless this week, we will have an update on the arrest of Lydia.
Lita.
The arrest of Lydia. Sorry, y'all. Anyway. Okay. Brandary. Like, very little happened here. Well, a lot happened, but very little to write about. Just the crushing, just the...
I saw in our Sissy Squad, someone posted the new reaction button I need. And it was just Mary's stank face going. That stare, that kind of like cold, angry stare.
I'm going to say this. I agree with things she's saying. I have empathy for Brandon. And the reason I have empathy for him in this is I think just because we knew kids and friends in school that were him, that were living that life, and how hard it is for someone without any support and who has never had any good modeling in their life to just kind of flip a switch and do we don't switch flips. He has no type of mentor, no one to guide him. And y'all, it just looks like it's just going to get worse when his mother comes, because that's a trigger for him next week.
Right. We'll see. The only thing he says, I'm making an oath to change my behavior to you. And he asks Lolo for the blessing to get married. He's like, yeah, that'd be great since she's already pregnant.
Might as well.
Shady bitchy Lolo here. And then I wrote down and it's so sad. And this was the saddest part of it all for me. If I can make it sadder.
Wow.
they think getting married is going to make everything better and having a baby is going to make it better.
They do.
They
think
it's going to make it worse.
That's what I think is sad for me, is that Brandon and Mary, both Brandary, but Brandon especially thinks this is what happens a lot of times to these younger people who have no family and no home life. They feel like if I create this instant family, then it will heal that part of me that feels so deeply unlovable. It's going to heal all of that for me.
I can start a family like Brittany with one T on Lalu of Brittany and Key Rock. Like, if we have a baby, we can fix our lives.
No, y'all. The thing is, when you have this, the sad thing is, but also the reality is, when you have a deep well of sadness and angst inside of you, the only way to heal it is to crawl down in the bottom and pick and walk up through it.
Mm-hmm. Fix the problems that are in your cell. Identify first. Identify, because that's the biggest. Yeah, he cannot do that.
It's overwhelming.
She can't do it either.
She can't do it either. Like,
I think she's more of a lost cause than he is, though.
They need a Iyanla Van Zandt to come and fix their life. Beloved.
Can you move the water buffalo? Yes. I need to sit down somewhere.
Water buffalo. You don't need no baby. Listen to me.
Lolo. Lolo. Pour me a glass of iced tea.
Y'all, I don't know if there's new seasons, but if you have never watched.
I do enjoy her.
If you haven't watched every episode of Iyanla Van Zandt Fix My Life, that shit is so good.
I don't love some of her. Some of her tactics.
Sometimes she's a little harsh.
Yeah, but sometimes it is. It's more funny than it should be.
It's
because the people she tries to help, are such lost causes.
Oh,
and I'm just like what they have dealt with. But I do say it, that kind
they
of
dealt tough, with like deep shit like this.
The tough love shit where she's like kind of shaking their cage and saying, look, here is you. You're a fucking mess. And the first time they realize that, oh, I am. I'm a fucking broke down palace.
Yeah.
And that's and only then, y'all, can the healing start.
They and go. So they went in the well.
That's what she does. I think Brandon's maybe seen that. I think Mary's a lost cause. I think
she is very much. Lives in. I think she thinks actually more than Brandon actually that this baby and everything is going to.
Yeah, I think her parents abandoned her, obviously, and just the way that she talked about being at school and this was the last time I felt good. I think there was some kind of sexual assault.
But maybe the baby helped. Maybe the baby helped. And, you know, because I was.
There's another one on the way.
Because there's my brother did that when he had a baby. He got his shit together. So maybe Brandon does that. And that's why I'm sure that this second baby was planned as well.
It doesn't go on your finger, dumbass.
Speaking of dumbass, shall we?
Yes. Oh my God.
Y'all, we're talking about Johan and
Diamond Trixie, the Wild West bordello operator, and Johan, Diamond Trixie. She's a saloon girl. First of all, this life coach is gorgeous.
He's fucking hot.
I beg for it.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
I have a new favorite line from Miserable Bitch, and I think we just talked about it. You know what? I really apologize for your misunderstanding of the situation.
This is what I applaud her.
It sounded like an apology, but it wasn't.
She took the phrase of, I'm so sorry you feel that way.
And made it worse. You have to admire it. She's a master.
She is a reality star, y'all. If her and this guy break up, I mark my words. She'll be in the single life. She will be on the single life. 100%.
And I will be there, hate watching every single minute.
I enjoy, you know what? I got to say, I enjoy hate watching Miserable Bitch. I know I'm always going to laugh and be entertained at the audacity of Dixie.
And the weirdest part of
Diamond, whatever it is.
Diamond. Trixie Diamond, Trixie Diamond or something.
Trixie Diamond, yeah.
But the weirdest thing about it is I completely understand where she's coming from.
I do.
And she makes some good points.
And, you know, that's actually the thing with Danielle is, except for the whole bait and switch that, again, he thought, Johan thought he was on 90 Day Fiancé and not the other way. But she usually does have some... truth, but kind of some good factual points to make. But it is the delivery and the way she beats him down and the passive aggressive stuff. Yeah. Now, do I think Johan is a dick too? We've been saying this for a season now. They're both assholes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what he thought going into this, even though she called it something else, this was going to be your traditional Sankey Panky relationship.
It's transactional.
It was transactional. He was going to come here, rearrange her insides, shift her spleen to the left,
yep,
her stomach to the right.
Spleen to the left. Get your dick in me, put your spleen to the left.
And just take that gallbladder out because you don't need it.
You know, I can't do that to Beyonce. I can't.
So
that's such a diss. Yeah.
So he just assumed it was going to be that way because he's seen it so much.
Yeah.
And she, do I believe that she did say to him, you know what? It's going to be great. I can do my work, blah, blah, blah. And he just assumed that since a woman is saying, I'm going to work from down here, that means I don't have to. I think he did assume that.
Oh, 100%. And he thought that she was rich and she would just be able to just... She is right. He thought, I'm giving you that 11-inch D, so you're going to buy me a house. You're going to buy me a car. You're going to take care of me.
That is, it's understood that that's how transactional relationships work in the DR.
Yes.
And she's like, wait, this is a real relationship. And he's like, honey, I don't know what those words mean.
No.
It's like that twink and two twinks fighting I always talk about in Starbucks. It's like, hey, can I get an order? It's like, I don't know what that is. That is what he said to her when she's like, oh, I want an equal partner. And he went, honey, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
So, y'all, this is a huge value difference that will never resolve itself.
She says, I never would have a man. She said, you got that wrong. I would never have a man
not work.
I agree with that. I think that he might have lost that in translation. But Danielle's still, this is what bothers me about Danielle. And she
laughs at him. She laughs in his face.
I still put the ownership on her because... The agreement, I guarantee y'all, they both were in agreement. She just knew she was lying, was that he would come to the U.S.
Yeah, that was
and
the
And that's why he is still angry at her. And he even brings this up a little bit, is that she changes her mind back and forth. Like, she wanted to go to the, and now she doesn't want to do that anymore.
That's valid. Yeah.
And she has never apologized and said, you know what, you're right, I changed my mind. She's like, no, I never said that. Lie.
She's living her how Stella got her groove back.
She did it on camera last season. She said last season, he thinks we're going back, and I haven't told him. And then she never tells him.
So she basically says, I want to sit down with all the bills and the bank accounts. So remember that, y'all, he tried to start that butcher shop, and she put the kibosh on that real quick.
Real quick. Because he can't. Because if he makes his own money, she can't control him.
Yeah.
So she wants him to work, but she's going to want him to work and for her to control him.
Yeah. She wants him to do personal training. And it's...
Sometimes you can't suck a dick and fuck it too.
Put your spleen to the left, your stomach to the right. Who needs that gallbladder?
That's the show.
I want to just talk a little bit about Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please.
Please. BB Corder.
Please. Please. Please.
I miss her on my TV screen. I never thought I would say that, Kim.
There was this rumor that I think it's just hyped up, but of Riley and
she slipped. No, they talked. Riley from B90. No, from fuck. Yeah,
Riley
B90.
Riley is from
B90. Am I?
Yeah, he's from B90. That's what we just did.
From Riley and Violet.
How quickly we forget
to her.
Just
I know.
3 weeks ago, we're always like,
there's a lot of casts. We're balancing three casts, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were talking. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I want better for her than that, though. He's an asshole. He's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't.
Mm-mm. Anyway, y'all, Bowie Jane was HOH, and I still can't believe it. Now, the HOH reign was about as messy as you'd expect. She let people put stuff in her head. Matt and Jag seem right now to be dominating. They did wind up, Jag won the last veto competition. They were, remember, Ceri and Felicia were nominated. And now Jag took down Felicia and put up Cameron, and of course they backdoored Cameron. And just for clarity, backdooring in this case,
okay,
you,
again, because it sounds like gay sex.
Yeah,
all the time.
They got him out. They nominated him.
Oh, okay, thanks. Sorry,
and he was evicted. The first member of the jury, Cam was a comp beast.
Oh, he's a person. Cam's not a camera. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Recording. Okay. See, it's confusing.
Or a robot, like I talked about Zingbot last time. And you asked me, so is Zingbot a person? And I went, that's a good question.
It sounds like weird gay porn. Continue.
Anyway, so Cameron's out. I think right now, this week is going to be very interesting. I think if Jag or Matt wins HOH, I think we're going to see, I think AmeriCorey or Core America, whatever they call it. America and Corey are in trouble. It depends on who wins HOH. I think this is a really pivotal HOH. This is going to see who stays with the game. I think right now, there was a really sweet moment where, not sweet moment, but it kind of hit me. Matt was talking about, God, I hate people whispering in this house because whispering is very rude to deaf people. And because you can't, he's like, I can read lips pretty well, but it's still just rude to whisper around deaf people. And everyone in the Big Brother house whispers because you don't want to talk about gameplay.
But that's a good point.
And he was really upset and started crying. And I was just like, this has got to be really hard for him. And he's kind of become the star. Even though, I mean, he's pretty. There's not a lot up there in his head. And his gameplay's kind of all over the place. But he's kind of won my heart. He's a sweetheart. And I love him and Jag's relationship. And now I'm kind of wanting them to do it, to pull it out. I never thought I would say that. Jag probably deserves it more than a lot of people because he's been on the block so many times. And he's kind of fought back, even though he's a terrible player at the beginning.
So someone's getting fucked on a block and they're going to pull out?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's been the BB Corner. I'm very excited, but it's BB Corner, so you don't pull out. I this season started horribly for me. I believe Ceri has lost the potential to win this game. I don't know how she thinks she can do it now because she's floated for so long.
Potential.
Felicia's going to be just a mess. They'll probably go to the end because I think that, but I don't think they've made enough big moves in the game.
But you're enjoying watching it now.
I'm enjoying watching it more than I did. But a lot of the messy is gone, and a lot of the idiocy is gone. Now it's just people who kind of don't know how to play the game, playing it somewhat okay.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no hot guys to really watch anymore, except for Matt. But I don't know.
Is he hot?
Yeah. No, he's hot, but not like meathead hot. Like a lot. Like I'm glad there aren't a lot of toxic meatheads left in the house. Like Jared's gone. Thank God.
Jared.
And Cam is gone. So now that Jared and Cam are gone, I'm pretty much okay.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. That's the BB Corner.
That's the BB Corner, y'all. All right. You heard it. Also, if you're in our if you're in our Patreon, RG Plus, we're going to be doing a poll. I'm going to put that out today for everybody. Does Poodle use the gift with Golden Bachelor?
With Gary.
Oh. It's a yes or no. It's a yes or no.
I have a feeling it's going to be yes. I'll see you in hell. I'll see you in hell. This is on you. Not me anymore. This is on you.
So be sure to vote in that. Let us know before.
Bachelor Nation is not going to know what to do with us. Like, they're not. I think they might somehow kick us out.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to get horrible. Oh, God.
All right, y'all. So be on the lookout for that. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you have ever said to someone, I'm so sorry that you misunderstood me. First of all, you're a bitch.
Don't you ever say that to me.
You're a miserable bitch. And then you can call us.